This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Lee listening to Enterprise. At the end of 2017, Malaysia's electricity supply began to be scarce. There is a regional imbalance in Malaysia's electricity supply, increasing demand for energy savings. The electricity fees in Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam and Singapore have continuously increased, and the energy consumption in Cambodia and the Philippines have also risen steadily. Newton Eco Technology, or Newton, was founded in 2014 in Malaysia and is focused on development of energy-saving technology as well as green energy applications. It is a one-stop integrated total energy management solutions provider operating across Southeast Asia. And I'm here with Executive Director Nicole Zito. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Frida.
Okay, so for someone who is green in this area completely, right, what are the challenges in energy management generally?
Number one is the challenges that we always have to feel in the industry is to get the right partners, right? Right partners to joint venture along with us, not joint venture as in business, but to hold our hands and to create that awareness to go green for a certain industry. The challenges that we face is always with the people's perception that going green, all right, or managing energy to go green, to look at it as an expense item.
Right.
Right. So people always think that going green is going to cost me money. So that's my biggest challenge.
Right. Okay. I've got a lot of questions about what you're doing right now, but you are from a finance background, right? And what made you decide to do this?
Well, I was in the finance industry for over 20 years. And I was going to call it early retirement, you know,
right,
and finish off and go around the world. But then again, after doing that, I sit back and it's my children are all grown up. And I say, hey, what do I do now? I have nothing much to do, right?
Right.
So I have a client that has always been keeping close touch with me and says, we need help, right, to look into the market, right, in Malaysia. So I said, yeah, okay, why not? And I looked at the business model and the business solutions, and it is so captivating in the sense that this is a chance for me to give back to the planet Earth, right?
Right.
We have taken
right.
so much from Mother Earth, but this is a time for me to contribute and perhaps leave a legacy,
right? Right?
To know that something I have done that will benefit the generations to come.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about the solutions, Newton provides.
The solutions that we have is based on three things. Number one is innovation, right? Innovation via technology. So our technology is all patented and innovated. They're all invented by ourselves. So the Newton Technology Group has created this technology to be able to be applied to many industries, across industries. So that's the second point. So applications. So first is the innovation. Second is the applications. We are able to apply it to across the industry. So we are targeting at certain systems on energy efficiency. So this technology is targeted to increase the efficiency for systems that consumes energy, consumes electricity. Yes.
Okay, so is this the NTG patented electromagnetic energy induced quantization technology?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So how does it work?
Interesting. It's quantum inspired. So
okay.
What we do is to make it very simple so that you understand.
Okay.
This is how it works. So okay, it's a micro energy that we induce. This is quantum inspired. So this energy is induced into the water medium. So what we do is imagine a pipe, all right? A pipe that has got water flowing inside. So we will inject the energy into the water. creating a change in the molecular structure, all right, that of the contents in the pipe. So in the pipe, usually over a number of period, a time, say 6 months or a year, you will have what we call build-ups. So these build-ups are consisting of scales. They could be of rust. So these things stick to the pipe and you cannot remove it because of excess. There's no way you can access into the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You can access into the systems and you can do cleaning by doing chemical dosage. All right. So you dose chemicals into it. But here, what we do is we use our technology to clean the pipes inside.
Right. Okay. So because it is, you know, like trying to change the pipes is, you know, expensive and very close to impossible to do.
Yes, it's got most of it is embedded in the walls. So it costs a lot of money to change it, as well as there's going to be a lot of downtime when you disrupt the whole mainstream, right?
Mm.
So what happens is when we put into our system, our systems are connected into the existing pipes, into the existing chillers. So let's talk about chillers since I mentioned it.
Right.
So chillers are big air conditioning in a building, all right? In shopping malls and that we are used to, hypermarkets.
Mm.
So these chillers are really big and they have pipes connecting to it. So what we do is we connect our systems into the pipe and clean the pipes. So the water is energized.
Right.
And it removes all the build-ups in the pipe. And this water is carried through to the chillers as well.
Okay.
So in your chillers, it's like a big aircon. You have your condensers. Okay, they have all these tubes inside it that is all like mini pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So we clean that as well. So at the end of the day, the place that we are looking at is your chiller plant. All right, so your chiller plant is becoming more efficient because it uses less energy. So that's why I mentioned about energy efficiency.
Okay. Right? So this is so interesting. So this is energy efficient. Compared to other means of cleaning would not be as energy efficient and not as environmentally friendly?
Yes, we don't use any chemicals, right? Because our system cleans it continuously. It's like automated kind of process. So 24 hours our system is switched on, right? Whereas the existing practice that most people are using now is to do what we call manual brushing. All right, it's a manual brushing. It's a machine operated, but you still need to manually brush it. And after that, you need to dose chemicals
right
into it because these scales are difficult to remove. Can you imagine your kettle?
Mm. All right, yes.
Builds all the white scales. It's not easy to brush it off, right? So you need to put in sodium bicarbonate or whatever, you know, or chemical to remove it. So this is the same thing. So because of that, you know, lots of chemicals are discharged into the drains after regular maintenance. So most of the operators wash it like half yearly or even yearly, but there are chemicals that is going to be discharged into the water, you know, at the end of the day. So it is just like our bodies, if you can imagine, all right? All our arteries, all right, where the blood is flowing. So when there are plaques building up, so the efficiency is not there.
Okay. Okay. So I'm really imagining how difficult it is to wash a kettle, what more industrial pipes in these commercial buildings and all that. Now, what's also very interesting is that Newton has, 15 patents and what was that again? Let me look at it. You have 15 patents and 5 major applications. Can you perhaps talk about some of the patents that you have?
Yeah, sure. The 15 patents that we have are all related to the parts that we have put into our system.
Right.
One is our transducer, one is our filtration system, one is to our treatment system. So each and every system, equipment that we have 3 different equipments, right? So these 3 equipments have got different patents attached to it. So we have our own monitoring system, where we monitor the system performance, how efficient it is. All right, we can capture data on a minute-to-minute interval. We have the transducer, which I mentioned just now, where we induce the energy into the water. And then we have what we call an auto intelligence system, where we treat the water And we have systems there that can kill bacteria, algae, viruses, Legionella included.
Right.
So we will be able to, it's intelligent enough to monitor the pH level, the conductivity of the water, the quality of the water will be controlled and monitored so that it meets the standard that is required.
Right. I'm here with Nicole Zito from Newton Ecotechnology, talking about energy management and the green and as well as their green energy applications. I will continue our discussion right after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Nicole Azito, Executive Director of Newton Ecotechnology, a company founded in 2014. They're focused on development of energy-saving technology as well as green energy applications. So you talked to me a little bit about your 15 patents and 5 major applications, right? And also some of the other solutions that you have. So is your solution available in Southeast Asia now?
Yes, solutions are available in Macau, in Vietnam, in Malaysia, in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we are looking to expand into Thailand as well.
Right.
So, but the main focus is Malaysia.
Okay.
Malaysia is like the central control for all the Southeast Asia countries.
Mm, okay. What's it like having these conversations, you know, when you first started a company, talking to companies, getting their buy-in, getting their acceptance, right? When they're so used to doing things another way. Right? Trying to get buy-in. What was that like?
It's interesting because it was good. Most of the companies that we approach, they are very open to the technology that we have. And they're very surprised too of the varied applications that we have. Because our application can go across industries, number one. So we can also go across systems. Mm. So we're not just talking about cooling systems. We're not talking about chillers. We are talking about boilers as well. So these are applicable to factories, to hotels. We are talking about heat exchangers. All right, these are also industry products. We are also talking about lights. We have also application for lights, LED lights. We do high-spec lights for casino and hotels in Macau. In China. So that was before we brought it over here in Malaysia. So we are also talking about systems that can help to bring down the, what we call it, electricity consumption for power generation companies, right? So you have your T&B power plants, your efficiency systems for oil and gas refineries. So it's varied. All the industries can use it, yes.
Right, right. And of course, like with the pandemic and lockdown, how has that affected business?
That's a good question, Frida. yes, it has affected everyone, right, this pandemic. And we are not unscathed, right? So we are affected in a sense that we are unable to proceed as much and as fast as we can because our clients are shut down, right? So they cannot, even if they're not shut down, they are very careful about, bringing in people for meetings and exploring other things because they have other things on their mind.
Yes.
Right? Right? They have a crisis to handle. So, but at the same time, they are very open to look at the cost factor, all right? Because of the pandemic, cost is such an important thing. So when we approach them and they say, look, we can help you
yes.
to manage your cost.
Suddenly it's become more important.
Yeah. Yeah. So they say, oh, all right, that's good because that is something that they would like to do, especially like shopping malls. Now they are greatly affected, right? Or even hotels, they are greatly affected. So if they are able to sustain, then they say, look, it will force me to look at my cost. So even if things pick up again after the COVID pandemic is over, then it will help us to improve our margin.
Right. Okay.
So they wake up and they say, look, that's great. And then when you tell them, we can help them to, do a better, solutions for their maintenance, to optimize the operation, to optimize the system. And then not only that, our system is green. We don't use any chemical. So you can add on to your ESG value. We're talking about a lot of ESG, right?
Yes.
So the environment factor will definitely be there. Your profile will definitely improve. So they wake up. They wake up and they say, hey, what about expenses, right? Now, the great thing about Nutrien is we do our solutions for them on a CAPEX-free model. They don't have to come up with the initial investment cost. So they won't look at it at an expense item. So no more expense item. They said, oh, how do we pay you then? You know, they say, oh, it's just a fixed service fee that you pay to us. And this is going to help you reduce your maintenance, your cost. And then at the end of the day, your bottom line will be positively impacted.
Right. So it's not a fixed asset purchase, but an operating cost against the business, right?
That's right.
And the bright opportunity is now people look at costs a little bit more seriously. Not that it never bothered them, but now they really have to think about that. And I just had a conversation this morning with someone and they were saying that sometimes our business can run, but it involves packaging. And then packaging, then we can't sell our products because there's no packaging. So sometimes there's also, inefficiencies in the whole supply chain, so to speak, right?
Correct.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah. So like costing, like for example, we're talking about just monthly maintenance that we are offering. So energy management goes into that, but we have something what we call, we will be able to come up with a CAPEX to replace big systems as well.
Right.
So let's say your chiller costs about $1 million. You know, you're not going to fork out $1 million to that. So what we do is we look at your system and say, look, your system is old. Why don't you let us replace it? Or your system is spoiled, all right, beyond repair. So they said, now I'm only operating on one unit. I need 3 units, right? So I said, okay, Nutrien will come up with a new system. We will rent it for you. We will put in our energy solutions into it.
Mm-hmm.
So your system is green. It's more efficient and you have a new system. Why not? Good, right?
Okay. So and you have a new sub. So you will cut off that period. So you have a new system, right?
Yes. Your new system is green and is paid for. You just have to pay us a maintenance fee every month.
Like so a subscription.
That's exactly a subscription.
Okay. Yes. Now, last year, right, you managed to raise a crowd fund close to 3 million with ADA Plus, right? Why did you decide to go with this route? And I guess like with that investment, what were the funds used for?
ADA Plus was a good platform for us to do crowdfunding because it enables us to reach out to the public and to share with them the opportunities to join hands with us to bring the technology to Malaysia. So a lot of companies right now, for example, when they go for IPO, nobody knows about it until they go for IPO.
Right.
So if I were given a chance to invest in Google last time.
Right.
And there was no platform for me to do that.
Right. Because we didn't know about it.
Yeah, we didn't know about it.
Okay.
Right. So like Facebook, it's different. Facebook was a different platform, right? But there was no opportunity for me to go because Facebook was too big when it eventually went for listing.
Mm.
Right. So you and I, Frida, wouldn't be able to be a part of it. But for ECF or the equity crowdfunding, it will enable the people, especially who knows about our technology, to support our technology. It will give them a chance to say, hey, I want to be a part.
Okay.
Yes. So okay. It was a very good opportunity. So we used that and we actually didn't expect the response. It was overwhelming. So it was oversubscribed. Yeah.
Because it was 2020, you'd be thinking whether people want to invest.
Yes,
right?
True.
Right, because
yes,
it was also a very, it was and is still a challenging, you know, last 2 years.
Yes.
And then, okay, so with crowdfunding, the idea is that one day you still be open to listing?
Oh, yes, that's definitely our target. So we would like to work with partners, our clients, all right? We call them our partners. So we will go into partnership with them to go green so that they can see the business benefit that we bring to them. So at the end of the day, we will be targeting a listing. That will be in the next probably 3 years. That's where my role, yeah.
This is not the first time you've actually done ECF, right? So the first time you did ECF, it wasn't as successful. But was it because, what was the learning there? You were ahead of your time?
Yes, we were ahead of time because we didn't, how shall I say, we didn't realize the amount of knowledge base, all right, that the public has.
Right.
So most of them didn't understand our business. So our business is very industrial based. So we were approaching a different segment, retailers.
Right.
So retailers, they don't really understand our technology, right? So there were a lot of questions and all that. But, you know, Frida, we used that as a very good learning experience.
Mm.
So when we presented our ideas, we presented our ideas to show the public how it can benefit the public. And not just the industrial players,
right.
Not the corporate players,
right?
So they have a very good understanding of what we were trying to do. So that helped us to open up our mind as well, a different kind of approach. And we shared with them and said, at the end of the day, when you walk into a shopping mall, you will feel the benefit of Newton. When you go to the hospitals, you will also feel the benefit of Newton. Because of the cold air that is cleaner, you know, the lightings are better, right? When you go to university for your children, right, you also are able to see Newton's presence there. Because we, right? So when we look into these places that touches the heart of the public, then they can feel the impact. And we tell them that imagine all this industry players that are using our technology, they are not using chemicals.
Okay.
I
can understand also sometimes we get so, you know, we're so involved in the technology story, right? And we forget that it's about the person. And then I guess if more people understand it, then they'll also be expecting it from these places like malls and hospitals and universities. So are you using a solution that's environmentally friendly? I think we also, you know, the pressure then is also in the public for these institutions to make the necessary changes.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So, okay, you started off talking about leaving, you know, the legacy, right? And so what is that legacy with Newton? You know, I guess the vision that you have for this company and what it can do.
Our vision is actually pulling people together to go green. Right, so that is the legacy that we want to have, to be Newton as an eco-driver, to drive the green technology into all aspects of life, all walks of life. So we are working very hard with our partners, and because they share the same vision, right? So we are holding hands to put our systems, our solutions into various fields, whereas it could be Petronas in oil and gas, in TNB, in a power plant. So all these people are very geared towards ESG. So we would like to pull people like in these areas to come and work on our mission. So at the end of the day, when you see Newton, all right, you remember Newton as the eco-driver, leaving a legacy behind that. They are the ones who have been able to pull all these partners to realize the benefit of going green.
Okay. Thanks, Nicole. I've been speaking to Nicole Zito from Newton, and you've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.